是规划，是的，
Oh, yeah, if we can have everyone stand up. Please rise. And join palms and respectfully invite Venerable Boshin. We'll wait for him. Boshin, And for the audience in the back, when we're making prostration, the three prostration to the Buddha, we all have to make it, everyone.
Please.首先恭喜大家，来受三皈五戒啊，这个要三根了。
First, I would like to congratulate everyone to come here to receive the five precepts and take the three refuges. It requires a very good karmic deed, a root.
那我简单讲一下，我那一张没有，我的那一张没有，对，我那张，先大略讲一下三皈五戒的意思三皈就是皈依佛、皈依法、皈依僧啊。
Now we'll be elucidated on the meaning of three refuges and five precepts. So the meaning of three refuges is to take refuge in Buddha, to take refuge in Dharma, and to take refuge in the Sangha.
那佛就是觉悟者觉悟到，觉悟到这个生老病死反正就觉悟到怎么样脱离生老病死而开发智慧。
So the Buddha is the awakened one. He is the one that realized the way to liberate ourselves from the suffering of birth, death, illness, and aging.
那法是他觉悟以后，告诉你这种成佛的方法及观念。
And the Dharma is where Buddha, after his realization, tells us the way and the methods to become liberated.
那你照着做照那个观念，照那这样去实践，你也会觉悟成佛。
And if following accordingly to the Dharma, you would eventually become realized and become attain the Buddhahood as well.
那僧呢？僧本来是说两个人以上梵文是两个人以上叫做僧那我们这边会指说，就是两个人以上的出家人所以就是出家人。
就是生，
生是出，生在梵文是两个人以上叫做生，但是我们这边是指，就是出家人呢。
And the Sangha, its original meaning is more than two people, but here we use the Sangha to refer to monastics.
然后，生是在正在修行啊，佛法那传播佛法，人啊，应该就是以出家的身份修行佛法，然后传播佛法。
And the Sangha is comprised of people who are practicing Buddha Dharma and spreading the Buddha Dharma and as monastics.
这是一般的讲法，那我比较喜欢用六祖坛经所讲的佛法僧的另外一种意义啊。
And this is the common way to describe, to explain Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I would prefer to use the way of explaining these three concepts that can be traced to the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutra.
就是那个觉啊，就是它是归觉性，就是归依你用你的妄想心啊，那归依你的佛性。
When we say take refuge, according to the Platform Sutra, we're using our deluded mind to take refuge in our nature of awakening,
啊，就是佛性啊，
which is also our Buddha nature.
然后法是什么？你皈依没有能守的法，用有能守的法去皈依，这样就是用有能守的去回到没有能守的法。
And to take refuge in the Dharma means that using a phenomenon, a mind with dualism of subject and object, to take refuge, to return to a state free from that dualism.
实际上就是说我们用有能守的心去回到没有能守的心，或者没有能守，用没有能守的法，那回到没有能守的心，就是佛，也是佛，也是法。
So, to take refuge in the Dharma and also the Buddha means that we are using a deluded mind with the dualism of subject and object, and using the and by using the Dharma free from the dualism of object and the subject, to return to our Buddha nature, which is free from the dualism.
那皈依僧他是讲说，我们用染污的心来皈依清净的心，就从染污的心回到清净的心。
And to take refuge in the Sangha means we use a contaminated mind to take refuge in the clean and clear mind.
所以这个坛经叫做皈依觉，皈依，觉，另外一个是身是净啊，那皈依法那叫皈依正，就是如果是有能守的叫做邪啊，就是皈依觉，觉性的觉，那皈依正啊，有能守叫做邪啊，那正邪正的正，那净染就是要皈依净，还是用三个啊，都是你当下的心性的功能嘛。
So, according to the Platform Sutra, when it speaks of the three refuges, it says, it explains the three refuges as take refuge in our awakening nature, take refuge in our righteous nature, and to take refuge in our pure nature. And when we say righteous nature, we mean that a nature that is free from the dualism of subject and object. And this awakening, purity and righteousness are all functions of our mind at present moment.
所以如果你们这个听不懂，就归于前面的三音，归于一般的。
If you can't understand the three refuges in this meaning, then just take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha in its original meaning.
好，那归以后，那我们就要开始学。就要修行、哦、那就要受戒。那师父讲说叫你已经准备读大学了，那皈依相当于录取了、哦、接下来要什么要进学校要读书、哦、那读书我们叫修戒定慧、哦、所以现在就先修先什么你要开发智慧你必须要有什么要从戒开始，所以五戒是最基本的啊。
So after we take the three refuges, we start practicing the Buddha Dharma and cultivating our wisdom. After taking refuge, we start practicing Buddha Dharma and we receive the five precepts. Master Sheng Yan compared this to as if you are accepted into a college and you want to start your degree of learning precept, the three studies of precept, concentration and wisdom. And the first step is to receive to take the precepts so that eventually you can cultivate the wisdom.
好，那那个五戒就是杀盗淫妄酒，就不杀不盗不淫不妄不喝酒，还有饮麻醉药、啊、
And the five precepts are the most fundamental ones. It is consisted of abstaining from killing, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct, and abstaining from telling lies.And abstaining from alcohol or any other intoxicant.
那杀最主要是不杀人、啊、那小动物不要故意杀。
And no killing primarily means not killing people. And for small animals, if you can't, do not conduct any killing on the animals.As well.
Just so, if it is out of self-defense or to protect family, this kind of motive,
then
it is acceptable.
Yeah. 对，那原则上就是啊，可以自卫，但是可以不用杀人是最好的。
In principle, it is okay to self-defend, but ideally, no killing people.
就是对枪啊，对着弓兵枪的，不要对着他打枪就好。
So, right, if you have to shoot in the air, don't aim at people's head.
好，那那我们一般就是说，譬如说打扫嘛，可能会不小心。把那个蚂蚁、哦、就弄死了，我们是不要故意的、哦、你尽量用不杀生的方法来赶蚂蚁、哦、赶那些昆虫、啊
So suppose we're doing cleaning, it is perhaps easy for us to inadvertently kill certain insects, and the idea is not deliberatelycausing the death of those insects.
好，那杀盗那偷就是不是你的东西，你不要拿。
And on the second precept about no stealing, the idea is if something doesn't belong to you, do not take it.
比如地上有人，就有钱在地上啊，你不要拿，虽然可能你也不知道是谁的，我们不要拿。
Suppose there are some money lying on the ground. It is advised that you do not take it, even though it may belong to no one. It's best for you to not keep it.
那甚至有时候我们有些人在公司里面，上班啊，那公司有一些圆珠笔啊、布啊，他不是那个笔记本呢、啊，他也没有说啊，只能够公司用哦。那原则上，你拿他们也不会讲过，但原则上是公司用的，你就不要拿回家给小朋友。
And some people who work in the company, and they use the pen notebook provided by the company. Even though the company doesn't say anything, it is not advisable to bring those office appliances back home.
好，反正就是不是，不是你的东西不要拿啊，那你要更细也可以哈。
In principle, do not take anything that doesn't belong to you.
哦，好，这样。那第三个杀到赢的话，赢就是，我们对中国人跟西方人，两个不同的标准哈。
So for sexual misconduct, we have a double standard for Westerners and Chinese people.
因为西方人不结婚啊，他们可能几天就换性伴侣哈，所以对西方人的标准不一样。那东方人是你的老婆以外，你不要有性行为啊。这东方人的哈，里面最好也选择东方人的。
So for Western people, because they do not get married, they may enter a relationship without eventually marry this person. But for Chinese Chinese person, it is that they should abstain from any sexual interaction with people other than their marital partner. So it is more advisable to date a Chinese person.
那西方人就是不要一直换性伴侣。不要一直换性伴侣。
And for the Western people, the standard here is to abstaining from frequently changing your sexual partner.
那中国人如果你有两个老婆，不要再找第三个，两个就好了。
For a Chinese person, the standard is that if you have two wives, do not search for a third one.
好，应该不是很困难嘛，
I suppose it's not that hard.
那第四个妄语，就是说谎呢，通常主要的是你不要认为你证阿罗汉，你已经佛了啊，或者说你根本就没有开悟，说你开悟嘛，就这样。不过最主要是你不要讲说你是阿罗汉，你证了阿罗汉啊，你是已经变成圣人了啊。
So for the precept on not telling lies, the most importantly is not telling lies about your stage of practice. For example, do not say that you have attained arhathood, that is, you have become an arhat, or say that you have attained Buddhahood if you're not, or say that if you have become awakened and turning into a saint.
那其他的当然，比较维系的，可能有时候有一种叫说谎啊，比如说一个人要，比如这个人得癌症，哦，那人家问他说他怎么样啊？你为了安抚他的心，说没事没事啊，这也算说谎嘛哈。就是他得癌症，你说那没事没事啊。那如果也就是说，对人没有害的，或者说你没有讲正确的，可能对他有帮助。那我们这个叫方便妄语啊，这样子不要常常用啊。
And for other more minor lies, it is sometimes okay to tell them. For example, I think in English, you call it white lies. That is, say when someone gets cancer and this person inquires about their medical condition, to which you reply, it's no big deal, relax, it's okay. So these lies, as long as they do not cause harm to other people, we call it the upaya lies, which means skillful lies. And but still it's generally not advisable for you to tell such lies too often.
当然，比如说有人在杀这个人，你看到他在刷前面这个，那前面你看到往前跑啊，或者往右边跑，那追杀的人问说他往哪里跑，应该你跟他说左边呢，也就是妄语嘛，但是 OK 的哈。
So, suppose you run into a person, a murderer chasing a victim, and you saw the victim has turned left at the street corner. It is okay for you to tell that murderer that the victim has turned right.
啊，这样也不是那个啊，当然比较细的啊，可以不骂人啊，最好哈。
And in more refined terms, it is the best if you do not curse people.
但那是更细的啊，最主要是你不要讲说你真阿罗汉啊。
And those are more detailed ones. The most important thing to keep in mind is that you do not tell other people that you have attained arhathood.
好，那第五个是不饮酒啊，或者说不用那个什么，是麻醉，也是什么，麻醉毒品啊。那这一个我要讲一下原因啊。
And the fifth one is abstaining from alcohol and any other intoxicant. And to this point, I will explain the reason behind it.
那通常，通常，我们有几个故事啊，就是有一个人也是守五戒的啊，应该讲说他不杀、不盗、不饮、不妄啊。有一天啊，跟朋友喝酒啊，那因为喝酒就只有酒而已啊，就不好喝。他们刚好隔壁啊邻居啊有一只鸡跑过来了哈、啊。因为他们喝酒了以后，就忘记了啊，就醉了哈、啊，就把鸡啊杀来当配料啊。啊，那没多久，隔壁邻居来找鸡啊，问他说：“你有没有看到我们的鸡？”他说：“没有。呵呵”啊，然后这个邻居的长得还有一些姿色，结果他们因为喝酒了以后。就乱的哈、哦，就行淫的哈、哦，啊，所以你看到、哦、他因为喝酒的关系，杀鸡对不对？偷鸡杀鸡，然后就讲谎话说没有，有没有？邻居来找鸡，他说没有，没看到啊。结果又什么？邻居又很漂亮，对不对？又了换了淫戒，所以都因为喝酒乱性了，所以其他四条街都换了哈。哦所以我们就是，不喝酒，主要是 酒会障碍你的什么？障碍你的智慧哈。
So, Fasher explains the fifth precept with a story. There's a person who is keeping the five precepts, and he chose to drink with a couple friends, and because they only have the wine and no food, they are not satisfied. And at this moment, their neighbors, a chicken that belongs to their neighbor, runs to them. So they kill that chicken and cook it to enjoy it. And when the neighbor come in search for the chicken, they replied, "No, we did not see the chicken." And at this moment, they notice that the neighbor actually looks kind of pretty. So they committed. So they committed rape. And so you see the point here is that after drinking, we tend to lose our stability. And therefore it's easier for us to break the other four precepts after drinking.
好，但大概讲完了，那你们今天，等一下练，你们全部练哈，那如果你可能今天回去以后，可能某些场合要喝酒啊，必须要喝酒啊，最好。你跟他讲说我已经受五戒了、不能喝、他一定要你喝、你不喝可能 你五千万 的合同就不见了、那你就告诉他说好你现在要叫我喝那我在你面前舍戒、就是说、这条酒戒我不守了、这样就没有破那个酒戒了、因为 你舍掉了嘛下次有因缘，你再来补一下五戒的九戒啊。
So we are about to conclude our lecture regarding the meaning behind the five precepts. And Fa Shi advised everyone to take all precepts. Even though you cannot keep all of them. It is okay to drop it when conditions are necessary. For example, you take the precept on no intoxicants and alcohol, and if you are coerced into drinking by someone with a $5 million contract, then I guess it's okay for you to drop that precept temporarily in front of that person's face, as long as you don't break the precept, and you can wait till the karmic conditions are ripe, and you can take the precept again in the future.
当然，可能如果你一定要什么乱性还是怎么样，我都不太清楚了哦。你也可以要做之前，你就把那戒舍掉哈。那下次有机会再来说。
And so if you really want to have sex with a person, it's okay to drop it before you start it and come back to receive the precept again in the future.
那至少你今天受了以后，因为你有戒的，你有发誓守戒，至少还没有破戒之前，你就守几天就有几天的功能啊，作用这样子啊。
At least when you have taken the vows to keep the precepts, so from this point up to the point you drop the precept, you have the merits in this period accruing to you.
好，这样应该可以了哈。有没有什么问题？没有什么问题，我们就准备受戒了哈。
And do we have any questions? If not, we can start the ceremony.
好，来。
I have to repeat your question because we're recording. So the question was, if you take the refuges, all the precepts today, and have to drop them perhaps someday in the future, is that you have to come back to take the refuge again?
反正就是说，如果今天受了五戒，然后但之后要舍了一两戒，之后是不是还可以来受？
可以啊，就是说，你大概觉得你可能受了又会换，你可能就等到你决心啊，不会换的哈，不太常常换的，你再来受一次啊。
Short answer is yes, you can come back and take the precept again, but that's under the condition that you have committed yourself into keeping the precepts. Precepts again. So if you drop the precept on alcohol, for example, it is only when you have when you're really serious and resolute about your commitment of abstaining from all intoxicants that you come to a monastic again and take the precept again.
If you are not ready to keep the precept in the long term, can you still come to a monastic and take the precept again? 法师是说，如果对方好像没有完全决心想要一直持下去，能不能再次受戒？
再次受戒，你可以这样子，比如说我可能四条都熟了，那就等于是。我这个九戒啊，没办法，对不对？那你也可以自己啦，因为你就变成四条戒了嘛，哈。那另外一个九戒，你可能自己就先什么啊，说啊，我决定啊，要再持啊，持你就是是你自己自我要求的啊。那当然自我要求没有别人跟你证明，那个力量会比较小，但是你还可以自己持，但你还是因为让你是持。四条戒而已啊。那你如果说有一天决定可以的话，那我们就你可以再有人的话，你再持那条戒，再补那个戒也可以了哈。
Continuing with the example, say if you have dropped the last precept on alcohol, and keeping the rest four, first of all, it's okay for you to only keep four precepts, and if you want to add the fifth precept back in, you can make that decision for yourself and by yourself first. That means you don't have to go to a monastic. You can keep that intoxicant precept by yourself, just without a proof, without a monastic giving you the precept. The power of that precept may not be as strong. That is to say, if you're keeping the precept only by yourself, the power may not be as strong. And if you have again made the commitment to receive the precept again, you can find a monastic to give you the precept.
他问的是，就是是只用。
通常受的时候就全部再受一遍这样子，
就是说要再皈依一遍，
没有皈依不用皈依、
啊、
就通常通常我们皈依五戒都是同样的啦改那也可以啊，可以，对，可以
就这样也可以
再整个再加真一戒也可以，对对对对。
Yeah, it's. I think usually precepts and refuges are just like a connected ceremony. So you have to like go through the thing.
Yeah,
I think Matt here is you have received precept. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Yeah, I think Fasha said correct.
Yeah.
So I think I think Sam is an example here. Like he comes here again to receive the ceremony again. So.
那就是说，通常如果你我们受戒以后，三皈五戒以后，他们是有，听说有36位护法神啊，比如说你五戒守五戒，可能就有每一条戒就有一个护法神啊。如果你九戒没有守九戒的话，那个来护九戒那个护法神就不理你了哈，他不会来提醒你啊。 只有那个你四条戒的护法神会来提醒你啊，那你就是没有受戒，他们不会，因为他们有那个义务啊，就你有受掉戒，他们也来保护你，让你帮忙你不要犯戒这样子，但是你那条戒没有，他们就不会来保护你。
So it is said that once you receive the precepts, there will be in total of 36 Dharma protectors surrounding you and protect your precepts. Each precept may correspond to one or several Dharma protectors. For example, if you choose to drop the alcohol precept, then the Dharma protectors responsible for that precept would leave you. But still, the other protectors responsible for the rest of the four precepts would still stay by your side and protect, remind you in order for you to keep the precepts consistently.
还有吗？哎啊，
Any other question? So for a Chinese person living in the West, when they're in a romantic relationship, can they have sex with their boyfriend or girlfriend?
在中国跟西方书的。标准不太一样啊，你可能是中国人，但是你要求的是西方的话的好处啊。没关系。
So we have different standards for Western people and Chinese people. Now, as a Chinese person living in the West, you are asking for that Western benefit that
没有。不是啦，你如果是没有结婚的性行为，不在那个，不在此限，
不在。
也不在这个限制。当然是你结婚了以后，不要再有，我们就不要再有小三了。对啊，他是什么就这样子啊。
就不让就是婚前性行为吗？我一不就是不让婚前性行为，like altogether。
不是，那个，但是你已经有太太了，不要再第二个、第三个啦。
结婚前都是可以的。
啊，结婚前他们不管你了。
OK。Right。Okay, well, he's basically telling me now, I could have had sex for the past 2 years. I've maintained my abstinence for the past 2 years, but whatever, because what he said is that as long as you're not married, then this precept does not apply to you, right? So it's really about after your marriage, you're not having sexual affairs. So premarital sex is okay, which I've just learned.
谁不管？当然不管。
好，那我来讲那个为什么他针对结婚而已，因为你最好你了解为什么他只是针对结婚呢？因为你结婚以后就是有法律保护嘛，哦，那就你又有那一个，其实会应该是会伤害对方，还有伤害自己的什么小孩，让他这个情绪不会稳定，他是站在这个保护的作用。所以我们是针对结婚，那如果你现在这个，就是很什么，就是社会上已经 OK 了嘛，那大概也有伤害，但伤害不会像结婚那么多，对不对？ 大家也都有一般都有概念嘛，因为没有结婚基本上是没有法律的什么，没有法律的约束啊。
我先翻译这个好不好？我也想问 misconduct 到底是什么意思？就我本人挺想问，我一直都没有理解这个解，就是我，okay, so Fasha was explaining，
是，
青春都浪费了，我之前，Fasha was explaining why does this precept。Of sexual misconduct only applies to married people, because when two people get married, their marriage is protected by the law. And when sexual misconducts occur in this scenario, it will cause harm on the partner's part and also on the children's part. So it is only for the sake of protecting both parts that this precept is designed.So when, if you're not married, say if you, unmarried as a single person, having occasional sexual misconduct, you may still cause harm to other people, just not so much because your relationship is technically not protected by law, regulated by law.So for unmarried person, is it correct that as long as you stayed in the socially defined righteous relationship, then you are not breaking the precept. For example, as long as you're not cheating on someone or changing your relationship in a really frequently, then is it okay for an unmarried person to do that without breaking the precept?
哎，可能我先讲一下为什么要受五戒啊、哦？我们讲的说戒定慧嘛，其实我们受五戒的目的也不是护法神来保护而已啊、哦。其实我们就要开发我们本有的智慧啊、哦，本有的智慧。那你有定，不是有戒，你才比较容易修定。那有定就比较容易开发智慧啊，这是一个基础。那你若是戒没有守好，其实你的定不容易开发。那定不容易开发的话，你会大概也很难。所以这个是一个的基础。
So Fasha wants to clarify first the reason why we would like to take the five precepts.So the purpose behind the precepts is to cultivate your wisdom. And in Buddhism, we see that with precepts, it is easier for a practitioner to practice, to develop samadhi, so on the basis of precept. And with a state of samadhi, this person can give rise to wisdom.So this linear structure is at the basis of Buddhist practice. So if you are not keeping your precepts well, you are not in a good position for cultivating samadhi, and thereby not able to generate wisdom.
So 大概是这个原则。哦、但是你自己可以想啊，比如说你那边在那种性行为很乱，基本上心是什么？你不容易安定的，因为他会来吵来吵去啊，对。 啊，对方会吵来吵去的。
谁？
那你自己，你是就是你另外一方也会来跟你打电话来跟你纠缠嘛？那你自己心里也不容易安定。他在从定的基础之下，其实你没有根界相应，那你在修定，其实你会怎么碰到一些障碍？
So that was the principle that precepts serve the cultivation of samadhi. For example, if you misbehave in your sexual relationships and have affairs with multiple people at the same time, your mind is not in a very peaceful state. And practically speaking, the romantic partners that you have may call you and bother you constantly and creating loads of drama, let's call it. And that state of mind is not corresponding to precept.
而且他们也可以利用法力，因为如果是什么有结婚的话，女方或是男方就有什么法力的一个等于是约束嘛，他可以利用法力来什么来告你。那如果是没有的话，那可能还简单一点。
So the case become even more difficult if you're married because your marriage is regulated by the law. So if you get into affairs, your partner may use the law to sue you and leading you to more troubles.
比如说你结婚以后，你就是什么？你要是离婚，可能他可以分你一半财产，对不对？但是我没有结婚，他没有那种法律的约束，说我要分你一半财产，一半财产嘛。
So if you're married, then after divorce, you need to split your wealth and give a half to your partner. And if you're not married, you don't have the bondage.
Okay, anyone, any more? Irony's that.
我其实很简单，就是我之前有读到，就是 sexual misconduct 前面还有什么非实非处那些东西，这些就是未婚、非实非非处，这个
mother。哦，那个跟这个没有关系，那个是，他那个是已经不是那一个，他是那个比较细的规定了。
这个就我们不用太
不用那个，对，那个已经是就是已经不是在什么哪个地方的问题了，
Okay. Yeah. I guess I don't have to translate. Yeah. It's too much detail. Yeah. Yeah.
这样可以了哈，这样我们就啊，好，那现在就大家可以
常规的。So, Bodhisattvas, please kneel down on your cushions. Join palms with your eyes looking at the tips of the middle fingers. Relax your body and mind. And before we take the refuge, we need to make repentance first. And the way we do that is the Venerable will recite a phrase from the verse of repentance. Then I would translate it. And then please, I would ask you to repeat after me. And we will recite the verse for 3 times.
忏悔哈。往昔所造诸恶业
，All the bad karma that I have committed in the innumerable past，
你们要不要拿着？你们可以拿着，就拿着。对，好嘞，就是然后叫合掌拿着。啊，好。啊，皆由无始贪嗔痴。
Is all from greed, hatred, and ignorance from time without beginning.
从生以意之所生
It manifests from my body, speech, and mind.
今对佛前求忏悔。
Now I ask for repentance in front of the Buddha.
就来一拜。好，拜，prostrate，rise。 再一次，没有，就是还是常规，再一次。没有，你可以再拿。对，拜完以后马上就拿哈。好，往昔所造诸恶业，
all the bad karma that I have committed in the innumerable past.
皆由无始贪嗔痴。
Is all from greed, hatred, and ignorance from time without beginning.
从身一意之所生,
it manifests from my body, speech, and mind.
今对佛前求忏悔,
now I ask for repentance in front of the Buddha.
往昔所造诸恶业,
all the bad karma that I have committed in the innumerable past.
皆由无始贪嗔痴,
is all from greed, hatred, and ignorance from time without beginning.
从身一意之所生,
it manifests from my body, speech, and mind.
今对佛前求忏悔。
Now I ask for repentance in front of the Buddha.
三皈依。
Now we proceed to taking the three refuges. So now we'll be reciting the following verses together. The procedure would be the same. The Venerable would recite the phrase in Chinese. I'll translate it. And please repeat after me. We'll recite each verse for three times. And when the Venerable recite the phrase, I so-and-so, you will... follow by reciting I with your name after that.
好，我某某人。
I so and so.
皈依佛。
Take refuge in the Buddha.
皈依法。
Take refuge in the Dharma.
皈依僧。
Take refuge in the Sangha.
我某某人,
I so and so,
皈依佛,
take refuge in the Buddha,
皈依法,
take refuge in the Dharma,
皈依僧,
take refuge in the Sangha.
哦，某某人，
I so and so,
皈依佛，
take refuge in the Buddha,
皈依法，
take refuge in the Dharma,
皈依僧，
take refuge in the Sangha.
哦，某某人，
I so and so,
已经皈依佛，
have taken refuge in the Buddha,
已经皈依法，
have taken refuge in the Dharma,
已经皈依僧
have taken refuge in the Sangha.
我某某人
I so and so
已经皈依佛
have taken refuge in the Buddha.
已经皈依法
have taken refuge in the Dharma.
已经皈依僧
have taken refuge in the Sangha.
哦，某某人
I so and so
已经皈依佛
have taken refuge in the Buddha.
已经皈依法
have taken refuge in the Dharma.
已经皈依僧
have taken refuge in the Sangha.
哦，某某人
I so and so
从现在起皈依三宝
from now on having taken refuge in the three jewels
成为三宝弟子
having become a Buddhist
修学佛法
will study and practice in the Dharma
拥护三宝
We always support the three jewels.
永不退信
And we'll never renounce this faith.
我某某人
I so and so
从现在起皈依三宝
From now on, having taken refuge in the three jewels,
成为三宝弟子
having become a Buddhist,
修学佛法
will study and practice in the Dharma,
拥护三宝、哦、
will always support the three jewels.
永不退信
and will never renounce this faith.
哦，某某人
I so and so
从现在起皈依三宝
from now on having taken refuge in the three jewels
成为三宝弟子
Having become a Buddhist,
修学佛法
will study and practice in the Dharma,
拥护三宝
will always support the three jewels,
永不退信
and will never renounce this faith.
哦，花言哈。哦，某某人
I so and so
愿度一切众生
vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings
愿断一切烦恼
vow to cut off endless vexations
愿学一切佛法
vow to master limitless approaches to the Dharma
变成无上佛道
vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.
哦，某某人
I so and so
愿度一切众生
vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings.
愿断一切烦恼
Vow to cut off endless vexations.
愿学一切佛法
Vow to master limitless approaches to the Dharma.
愿成无上佛道
Vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.
我某某人
I so and so
愿度一切众生
vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings
愿断一切烦恼
vow to cut off endless vexations
愿学一切佛法
vow to master limitless approaches to the Dharma
愿成无上佛道
Vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.
五戒,
Taking the five precepts.
哦, 某某人,
I so and so.
愿终身受持不杀生戒.
Till the end of my life, vow to keep the precept of no killing.
Or more, more than
I so and so.
In 众生受持
till the end of my life.
不偷盗戒
vow to keep the precept of no stealing.
我某某人
I so and so.
In 众生受持不邪淫戒
Till the end of my life, vow to keep the precept of no sexual misconduct.
我某某人
I so and so.
愿终身受持不妄语戒
Till the end of my life, vow to keep the precept of no lying.
我某某人
I so and so.
愿终身受持
Till the end of my life.
受持不饮酒戒不用毒品
Vow to keep the precept of no consuming alcohol or intoxicants.
那我们现在好像要挂，对对，要挂项链嘛，是吧？挂项链。
Now we'll be bestowing the amulets.
莲观世，南无观世音菩萨。我来，我帮忙那个啊，哦，哦，我就挂，就是还是挂。
对对，好。安时
菩萨那摩观世菩萨啊，那摩观世音菩萨那摩观世音菩萨啊，那摩观世音。菩萨啊，音菩萨，观世音菩萨啊，那摩观世音菩萨，那摩观世菩萨，那摩观世音菩萨，那。摩观世音菩萨那，摩观。 世音菩萨阿难摩观世菩萨难摩观世音菩萨难摩观世音菩萨难摩观世音菩萨阿难摩观世音菩萨难摩观世音菩萨。
哦，就是接下来就顶礼啊、哦，就是代受皈依者啊、哦。那我你们说顶礼代受皈依者三拜，那我会讲一拜。那啊、哦，他们拜下去以后，那就念阿弥陀，就一拜。你讲三拜啊、哦，那我会讲说一拜。就我讲一拜，我讲一拜，他们就拜一拜，然后念阿弥陀，或是不念也没关系啦。
那法师，我直接用另一个话筒，我先说三拜，然后您再说一拜。
And now we'll make three prostrations to Venerable Guoxin.
但是我会讲一拜，他们就是拜一拜就好，就站起来。
没事，自己说就是。
我好像拜下去的时候，我会说一拜。
好，先拜下去。
就这样。对他拜下去才说一拜呀、啊，要起来说才说一拜。对
，OK， 刚刚 ，So we make three prostration to Venerable Guoxin，
但是我会讲一拜就对了，啊、哦、好，啊、哦、好好，啊、哦、prostrate， 啊、哦、one prostration， 好，啊 pray 起来啊、哦、起来，然后 bow， 哦
bow。
好，那我们接下来我们就礼佛三拜哦，跟着大家礼佛三拜。
And then we'll make three prostration to the Buddha together.